Give you glory and I give you honor today, Lord. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Amen. What a beautiful presence of the Lord that's in this house today. Amen. I feel his presence. Do you? Amen. Are you glad you came to church this morning? Amen. If you have your Bibles today, let's go to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 2. And while you are turning there, let me take just a moment and say what a great honor it is to be in Augusta on this Sunday morning, amen, and to have been here Friday night and then looking forward to tonight. Give honor to your pastor and his wife, Pastor Sister Cowan, the Cowan family, amen. Thank you for all of the kindness, all of the hospitality that's been shown to us, and then to have my wife and children with me this weekend, it's such an honor. Yes. I mean that. Traveling, it doesn't happen like this all the time. In fact, it's rarer and rarer. And so we take advantage of situations like this, amen, to be together. And thank you for all of your kindness to our children and all the hospitality, amen. I believe God's going to do great things today. I believe that all day long, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen, and I believe God's going to do great things. Mark chapter 2, let's begin reading with verse 1. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. I wonder what it was like to hear Jesus preach the word. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? What's easier? Think with me now. What's easier? To say your sins are forgiven you and you cannot judge that. It's a work that's done on the inside. Or for me to say, arise and take up your bed and walk. Because if it doesn't, you'll just say, he's another false prophet come to town. What's easier? How do I make myself most vulnerable? And then he would say, But so you know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He would say to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, this is just so you know that I have the authority to say your sins be forgiven you. He would say, Arise. Take up your bed and go your way into your house. And immediately, the man who was sick of the palsy arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. I want you to notice today, Mark chapter 2 and verse 3, and they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Verse 12 says, And immediately that man who was sick of the palsy arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all. I want to preach today for the next few moments from this subject, Don't leave how you came. Don't leave how you came. Amen. Would you set your Bibles down? Let's pray together. Jesus, I love you. I thank you, God, for this day. I thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. I'm asking you now in these next few minutes that we have together that you would anoint me to preach your word. I pray you would anoint every heart to receive the word of God today. Let the perfect will of God be done. You know every heart that is gathered. You know every mind that is gathered. You know every spirit that, you know every life that is gathered into this room today. I'm asking you, let your perfect will be done. Let it be accomplished. We will forever give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for it. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing, and you may be seated. Gathered together in the sanctuary on this Sunday morning are people. Flesh and blood people. Fallen, finite, and frail people. There's not one individual who has gathered in this house today who is not fallen, who is not finite, and who is not frail. And because we are people, because we are flesh and blood people, because we are fallen and finite and frail people, in case you're wondering today, people have problems. And again, there is no one in this room today who is exempt. There's not one individual in this sanctuary this morning, including yours truly, who does not have a problem. We all have problems. And we're in some pretty good company. We're in some pretty good company. One of the most comforting, reassuring aspects of the Word of God is that it does not hide the humanity of the hero. Pick any major Bible character and one to whom much text is given, and you will not read very long until you come across a person, a flesh and blood person, a fallen, finite, and frail person who had a problem. In fact, one Bible commentator said, if the book of Genesis teaches us anything at all, it shows us that every family, at some level, every family has dysfunction. And where do you want to start? Adam and Eve? You want to talk about Adam and Eve? Standing in the presence of God? God looking at Adam, looking at Eve, what have you done? And Adam saying, it wasn't me that did it. It was the woman that you gave me. And Eve standing there in the presence of God, looking at Adam and looking at God, and with eyes that said, you just wait until God leaves and we'll settle this one. It's called dysfunction. What causes a brother, the first brothers, what causes a brother to rise in a fit of rage and jealousy and take the life of his own blood brother? I would tell you today, it's called dysfunction. You want to talk about Noah and his three sons uncovering the nakedness of their father? It's called dysfunction. You want to talk about Abraham? Abraham, father of the faithful. Ever heard of Hagar? Ever heard of Ishmael? You want to talk about Isaac? You want to talk about Jacob and Esau? You want to talk about Joseph and his brothers? It's called dysfunction, 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 dysfunction. Pick any major Bible character. We could talk about Moses today. We could talk about David today, the sweet psalmist of Israel, the king of Israel, the lion killer, the bear killer, the giant killer. Ever heard of Bathsheba? Ever heard of Uriah? It's called dysfunction, dysfunction, dysfunction. There is no one in this room today who is exempt from what I'm preaching about today. We are all people. We are all flesh and blood people. We are all fallen and finite and frail people. And we've all got problems. And our problems are not the same. Problems are not one size fits all. They vary in degree and dimension. They vary in size and scope. They vary in weight. I may be preaching to somebody on this Sunday morning. You woke up this morning and you've got a problem. You know you've got a problem. You've got to take care of it this week. You've got a problem. But today is Sunday and the office is closed and business is closed. But you know this week I've got to take care of it. And so you put it out of your mind and you'll wake up tomorrow morning and you'll take care of the problem. You'll take care of it Tuesday or Wednesday. This week, you will take care of the problem. And yet, I may be preaching to somebody on this Sunday morning that you woke up this morning and the weight of your problem, it is resting on you. Even now, it is resting on you. It was the first thing that greeted you this morning when you opened your eyes. It was that problem, and you have carried it to church today, and before you go to sleep tonight, it will be the last thing on your mind. It's a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem. You've got to take care of the problem. It's there. You can't shake it. You can't get rid of it. The weight of the problem, you feel it. For some today, your problem, your circumstance, your situation, your issue, your dilemma, whatever you want to call it, it may be physical in nature. I may be preaching to somebody today that you need a healing in your body. That is your problem. That's what you've come to church needing today, is a healing in your body. I rise on this Sunday morning and I tell you that our God is still a healer. Oh yes, He is. He is still the great physician. It does not matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's cancer or sugar diabetes. It doesn't matter if it's migraine headaches. It doesn't matter if it's autoimmune disease. It doesn't matter if it's back trouble or heart trouble. It doesn't matter what it is. Our God is still a healer. Does He do it every time? No, He doesn't. His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. But that does not negate the fact that my God is still a healer. He is still the great physician. He formed the body. He breathed life into the body. He can heal it. He can heal it. He can heal it. He can do anything. Some today, the problem, the situation, the circumstance you may be facing, it may not be physical in nature. I may be preaching to somebody here today that it's emotional, it's mental, it's your heart, your mind, your spirit, you feel it. It's the depression, it's the anxiety, it's the worry, it's the fear, whatever you want to call it and label it. Can I tell you today that that is not the will of God? That is not the will of God. It's not the will of God that you live your life with that dark cloud of depression hanging over your head. It's not the will of God that when you woke up this morning and you opened your eyes, that it was there. You felt the weight of that depression. You felt the weight of that anxiety. anxiety. You felt the weight of that worry, that fear. You felt it. And all day long, you will feel it. And before you go to sleep tonight, when you shut your eyes, you're going to feel it. That depression, that you're going to toss and turn. You may take a pill to go to sleep tonight. You may take one to wake up in the morning. You may take one before the day is over, just so you can function and make it through your day. Can I tell you today that that is not the will of God? It is not the will of God that you live your life. That's not the will of God. Depression is not the will of God. And fear is not the will of God. And anxiety is, fear has torment. That's what your Bible says. That's what my Bible says. Fear has torment. And anything that has torment is not of God. It's of the enemy. That's the enemy. Fear is of the enemy. Depression is of the enemy. Anxiety is of the enemy. When God filled you with His Holy Ghost, He baptized you. He gave you power over the enemy. He gave you power over every evil spirit. He gave for the God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. I'm preaching to somebody right now. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. You don't have to leave this place today battling depression. You don't have to leave this place today battling fear. You don't have to leave this place battling anxiety. But before you leave this house on this Sunday morning, we may not get very much further today, but before you leave this house on this Sunday morning, it's the will of God that you walk out full of the Holy Ghost. It's the will of God that the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that it would flood your soul. It's the will of God that there be joy unspeakable and full of glory that baptizes you today. Yes, yes, lift your hands and lift your voices right now. Come on, lift your hands and lift your voices. Go ahead, lift your voices, lift your hands. I need the church to engage with me right now. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. Come on, brother, come on, sister, come on, sir, come on, ma'am. It's not the will of God that you leave this place the same way you came. You came in depressed. It's the will of God you leave encouraged. You came in down. It's the will of God you leave up. You came in bound. It's the will of God that you leave delivered, that you leave set free. Come on, I feel deliverance in this room right now. Go ahead, lift your voices, lift your hands. I feel deliverance in this room right now. It doesn't matter what it is. It may be physical, it may be emotional, mental, it may be relational, it may be family issues, it may be financial, it doesn't matter what it is. You may need deliverance today from alcohol or drugs or a secret addiction. It doesn't matter what it is today. There is a God. He's come to do His work. He's come to do His work. He's come to do His work. Come on, church, I need you to engage with me right now. Come on. Come on, lift your voices. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here right now. Come on, He has swept in on this Sunday morning to do His work. Oh, Come on, saint of God, I'm preaching to you today. Go ahead, lift your hands, lift your voice. Whatever you need from God today, it is never the will of God that we come into His presence and we leave the same. It is never the will of God that we encounter His presence and we walk out the same way that we came. But it is always the will of God that we leave changed. It is always the will of God that we leave different. It is always the will of God. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, this is a God moment. Come on, this is a God moment. Whatever you need, go ahead, lift your voices. Whatever you need, go ahead, lift your hands. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here right now. Come on, lift your voices right now. The water is troubled. I'm telling you, the water is troubled. Whatever you came to church needing today, you can leave with your answer. You can leave with your miracle. You can leave with your healing. You can leave with your deliverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, do it even now, do it even now, do it even now. Yala la 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 la